morning. What a great joy it is to welcome each and every one of you as we come together this day, celebrating the gifts and blessings that come to us from Almighty God. As we begin together to worship, let us hear these words from the 11th chapter of Hebrews. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient because she had received the spies in peace. As we come together as people of faith, may God's presence rest upon us.
Together and join in the call to worship. God of the ages, we sing your praises in the vineyards of our lives. Where we have become ragged and wild, prune us in the way we should grow. Let your hand be upon us, leading us to Jesus, the perfecter of our faith.
Heal the roots of our faith.
Bring us rain in drought, shade in scorching heat, and protection in the wilderness.
Protect the growth of our spirit. Amen.
The hymn of praise of the morning is number 730, O Day of God, Draw Nigh.
Amen.
be seated. The Old Testament scripture of the morning is Isaiah 5, verses 1 through 7. Let me sing for my beloved my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and hewed out a wine vat in it. He expected it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. And now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? When I expected it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it shall be destroyed. I will break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will make it a waste. It shall not be pruned or hoed, and it shall be overgrown with briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the people of Judah are his pleasant planting. He expected justice, but saw bloodshed, righteousness, but heard a cry. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. The responsive reading of the morning is number 801, which is actually Psalm 80. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth. In the presence of Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up your might and come to save us. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You make us the scorn of our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. You brought a vine out of Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. Why then have you broken down its walls so that all who pass along the way pluck its fruit? Turn again, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and see. They have burned it with fire. They have cut it down. May they perish at the rebuke of your countenance. Then we will never turn back from you. Give us life, and we will call on your name. Restore us, O Lord. Let us join together in the unison prayer. Lord of the vineyard, we ask for your presence and guidance. In your holy wisdom, tend the vines of our hearts. Teach us your righteousness, and our love may flower with justice. We come as wild grapes, yearning to grow fruitful in your love. Show us the way through Jesus your Son, to discern your will, hear your word, and grow in your ways, as we deepen the roots of our faith. It has been incumbent upon Christians since time almost began to be filled with hospitality. So let us remember that as we join together when we are going to be talking about our announcements. At this time, I would like to invite Diane to give a couple of announcements.
First of all, in the pew pockets, there are special envelopes. I'm not sure what it says on them. Does it say? Oh, okay. They look like that. And they are for love gift to help out Carl and Sharon, the owners of Romano's. Many of you may not know, they lost their home to a fire a week ago Friday, and I take it it was pretty well wiped out. So if you would like to share, they've played a big part in our church. Carl, ever since the beginning, has been one of our disciples for the Living Last Supper, and they're always very generous in their help to our church, and if we can help them, that would be wonderful. Secondly, next week is the all-church picnic. That means everybody can come. There's a paper in your bulletin. I would really like it today if you could fill it out and stick it in the offering plate or bring it to me after the service or drop it in the office. We really need to know if we can today, if you're able to come, even if it's only a maybe, so that we can have enough food purchased, meat supplies purchased for that. There's a new thing on that. It asks if you would like to go to the picnic, but you need a ride, mark it down with your phone number. And if you're able to provide a ride for somebody local to try to get up there, then please mark that down as well. We don't want anyone not able to go simply because they cannot get there. I'm hoping the rain gets out of its mood today and we don't have the monsoon that we had last year. So I hope everyone will come. We're going to meet at 2, eat at 3, worship around 4-ish, depending on how fast we eat, and the rest of the afternoon until it gets dark, we will have fun and games. If you have any outdoor games that you would care to share with others, please bring them. If you have other games that you want, do you think people might like to play, feel free to bring those. Finally, if you would like to volunteer to kind of be organizing of the games, please let me know. I'd appreciate that very much. I hope everybody will be there at the picnic. And now I believe the pastor has a couple of announcements.
I'd like to highlight a couple as well. You will see that this coming week on Tuesday, we will have a second new members orientation. If you would like to join the Irwin United Methodist Church, then I encourage you to come at 7 o'clock. We'll meet for about an hour, hour and a half, and then new members will be received on Sunday, September 8th. At either one or both services, depending on which one you normally attend. Also, you will see the Disciple 3 Bible study. If you've not gone through one and you've not gone through two, but you would like to jump in, join us. There is an orientation where booklets will be passed out and information on August 29th. That is a Thursday, I believe, and then classes will begin on September 5th, which is a Thursday at 7 o'clock in the evening. There is a sign-up sheet back on the table. I would encourage you to do that so we've got a record of who, so I make sure I know who to contact.
That took care of quite a few of the announcements, but I want to go through a few of them. If you note at the top of the first page where there are announcements, those that have passed from among us, some may surprise you. If not, then that's okay too. We have to remember that the children's collections today, as before, will be used for the pastor discretionary fund, which helps those in need in our church and community. September newsletter articles are due. You can either email them to the office, mail them to the office, bring them in, send them by Pony Express, but not too slow. Keep it apart. Day Apart, presented by the Greensburg District United Methodist Women, will be held at Jamonville on Wednesday, September the 4th. So if you want further information, please take a look at that. I really wanted to highlight the note about Matt. Matt is a young man who has been experiencing far more medical problems than anyone his age should be exposed to. So if you can remember him, there's information on how to contact him with cards and letters or calling him. That would be a very good thing to do and a very much what Christians are all about. So that would be the end of the announcements. At this time, we want to remind that Jesus has said that when two or more are gathered in his name, there he is amongst us. So at this point in time, we want to celebrate that fact and pass the peace of Christ. So the peace of Christ be with you. Please pass the peace of Christ to your neighbor.
Good morning. How is everyone? I hear some good news is right around the corner. What happens this week? Do you start school? What day do you start?
The
20th. The 20th. When is that?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
3 days.
Mm-hmm. I think in our house it's Thursday for Abby, and then next Tuesday for Leanna. Yeah. Are you ready? You excited to get back and see all your friends? Get all that homework? Have all that wonderful lunch food? Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Good.
Good. Do you start school soon as well?
Yes.
And you? Preschool? Preschool? Wednesday. Wow. Yeah. So is there anything in here? Like what's in there?
Pencil case.
A pencil case full of pencils?
Yes. Sort of supplies.
Supplies? Paper?
No. They're in my binders.
They're in your binders. Well, the binders were too heavy. I know. At the early service, they had like 6 notebooks and 6 book covers and pencil cases. And I can't imagine then adding all the books to it, how you carry that all. It's very heavy. It probably weighs more than you do when it's done. Yeah. But you know, in here, you have lots of supplies ready for school. And in here, church, you get lots of supplies ready for life. So it's here we can learn about Jesus, we can learn about God and God's Spirit, and how God wants us to live. And here when you're in school, you learn about things to help you live as well. So both places are very important to learn because they help us to live. Let's pray today, and we'll remember backpacks that didn't come today as well. Lord God, we are thankful for these children. And we are grateful for the ability to learn, to hear stories and to remember them, to read about facts and history and to remember them as well. We pray that we might always remember those stories from church and from the world, that they might help us to live as you want us to live. We pray for these backpacks as well, for all of the children, that as they carry them, that they might be surrounded by your love, by your care, by your grace. And pray that their minds might be blessed to remember and to absorb and to learn. And we pray that each and every day, not only these children, but us as moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, that we might be good examples to the children of the world. For it's in Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen. All right, I'm going to give you some cups here if you'll help pass those out. Like I said, that I already have somebody coming in this week that needs some help with expenses for school. And so you will be collecting for the discretionary fund, and that will help out for areas as well. You're going to pass on this? Okay. We come now to that time in our service when we want to lift up joys and concerns for individuals and situations among us. You will see in our worship folder this morning that's probably for the first time in my 20-some years of ministry that we've lost four individuals in the life of a church in a week. You will see that Vivian passed away on August 11th, Rosemary on the 12th. Robert on the 12th as well, and Henny on the 13th. The extra flowers at the altar this morning at the communion table are from Henny's services, which took place yesterday morning here in the sanctuary. And I'm sure that all four of these individuals' families would continue to covet your prayers in the days and the weeks ahead. A few other additional announcements this morning. A praise that Marge turned 90 years young yesterday, and we rejoice in that. I also understand that Megan is in town because, Megan, it was your birthday on Friday and Grandma's birthday and Diane's mother. You know, sometimes people tell me you can't ask that kind of stuff. I do ask ages. Ann turned 91 and Megan turned 24. Three congratulations and celebrations to individuals with birthdays. And also last year, I believe it was, we had on our prayer list Gabby Renda. She is one of Charlie Phillips' classmates, I believe. Charlie Phillips' brother. She's going to be having some more brain surgery this Friday. Evidently, the last bone graft that they did not take, and so they're needing to do some more of that. So we will pray for Gabby and her family this Friday as she undergoes that procedure. It was also interesting, Charlie rode in the 4-H fair yesterday in a competition on his horse, his pony, Geppetto. I was going to say, who made Pinocchio? That I remembered, not the name. And it was something to watch, you know, Charlie sitting there up straight with his hands out and hand to his side and feet in the stirrup, toes up, heels down. And he got two first places. So he will advance to the next round to districts. And it was quite something. We were able to go to the fair, and we didn't leave till 10:30 last night. Had some fun just walking around and enjoying all of the events and the activities that were there. Any other joys or concerns this morning? Seeing none, then let us unite our hearts and our spirits in prayer. Gracious and loving God, we come into your presence this day for a multitude of reasons. But in the midst of it all, you are here. And we are grateful, O God, for your presence in our daily lives and living. You are the one who was, who is, and who will forever be. And you are the one who has promised to always be with us. And for this, O God, this good news, we are forever indebted to you. For it's good to know that we do not journey through this life by ourselves. You've promised to always be with us. You've promised us that wherever two or more are gathered, that there you would be in our midst. We know, O God, that you are the one who has created us, that we are your children, that you desire to be in relationship and fellowship with each and every one of us every day. For this, O God, we are grateful. We come this day knowing that the hurts and the needs around the world are oh so great. Turmoil. Love, fires, floods, civil war, leaders that are fleeing, countries in turmoil, those that last night were looking for a place where to lay their heads, those, O God, who were comforted by their pillow and the warmth of a blanket. There were those who went to bed last night hungry, those who went to bed last night fuller than we should have been. Those that are still looking for for a warm cup of coffee, a hot cup of coffee, and not sure where their next meal is coming from, and those, O God, who are already making preparations where to eat. Those who have lost hope, those who have the assurance of hope, those who know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are always there, and those, O God, who are questioning. Those, O God, who are in the midst of turmoil, and those, O God, who are feeling and experience your healing presence. For those, O God, who are in the midst of hatred, and those who are experiencing love. For those who are grieving the loss of loved ones, and those who are experiencing a new life. O God, the emotions, the highs and the lows that we go through as your children is just as varied as each and every one of us are. And in the midst of all that we are sensing and feeling, O God, you are there to comfort us, to embrace us, and to celebrate life with us. O God, we are grateful and thank you for always being there. For the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ, and his desire to interact with each and every one of us, O God, we are grateful. For the words and the stories of his healing presence in lives past, O God, we are grateful. And for the promise of his healing presence in lives today and in the future, we are indebted to you. And so we lift up to you, O God, the names of individuals on our prayer list this day, for those voices and situations mentioned, and for those situations, O God, on our hearts that just cannot be made public. O God, hear the words of your people. Inspire each and every one of us, O God, today and the rest of this week as we enter into it, that your presence might rest upon us so that the light of Christ might radiate forth from within, that we might live, share, and proclaim this good news of Christ wherever it is that we are found. O God, it is our hope and prayer that we might be your church to the world. O God, it's in Jesus Christ that we ask and pray, as we share in the prayer that Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
We'll now ask our ushers to come forward to receive our tithes and our offerings. God of the ages, how many throughout the centuries have followed you, kept fast to the path, supported only by their faith in you. Often they endured hardships we can't imagine. Too often we have called ourselves people of faith, and even as we were awash in blessings, we have offered little the leftovers of our time and talent and wealth. In our giving this morning, help us to grow a faith worthy of our mighty clouds of witnesses. Beyond obligation or duty, help us to grow to be the generous disciples of Jesus Christ, for which your heart longs. Help us to stay on the path ourselves. We pray in the powerful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Remain standing as we hear these words that come from Luke's gospel reading for us this day. Jesus has these words for us. I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Jesus also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it's going to rain, and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the earth and sky, but you do not know how to interpret the present time. God's blessing rest upon the reading and hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated.
You know, this,
for me, was one of those passages of scriptures or one of those sermons where at the first service I was preaching it and thinking, just not sure that this is coming the way it should be. So the only way to try to make it maybe better than I think it went the first time is just not to have it in front of me the second time. Let's pray. Lord God, for this day we give you thanks for these words of Scripture. Well, we have to admit we're not sure, but they're there. And we need to deal with them. And so we pray that your Spirit might rest upon us so that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, that they, O God, would be pleasing and acceptable to you. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. I feel like my nerves are quivering and my heart's pounding because I'm here and not up there. But Diane did give me a note, fire and water, which is kind of a theme for this morning's sermon. And we've got a banner of fire over here and we've got a banner of water over here. Fire and water, two fascinating things. Fire. How many of you have a fireplace in your home? Yes. That's the best place to listening to that crackling fire, sound of wood crackling in your home, just especially if you've got a fireplace, because if not, then you better call 911. We already see the mixed feelings of fire, where it can be cleansing, it can be nurturing, it can be soothing, but it also has its problems. We've been watching those fires out west the last week or two and are grateful that we're not there or that our home is not in the way, because it can be lost. But we know, imagine what it would be, our foods, to not have fire. I don't know, I kind of like my steaks medium rare as opposed to raw. Imagine if our medical fields didn't have fire to cleanse and to sterilize and to make clean so that we might use, well, those utensils at least how it used to be over again. Jesus talks about the need for that fire within God's Spirit. We even know that sometimes when forest fires go through, that it appears devastation, and yet there are certain seeds that must reach a certain temperature before they'll pop and germinate, and within a matter of days, there's new life where those fires have occurred. Jesus even talks about water. And we're most familiar with those waters, perhaps, of baptism that occur in the life of the church here through the baptismal font, where that water is a cleansing and a washing away of our sins and seeking to keep us wholesome and healthy within God's kingdom. We all know how refreshing a glass of water can be. We all know that as the Israelite nation was being delivered from slavery and captivity, that through the presence of Almighty God, they passed through that Red Sea on dry land. But the Egyptian army tried to cross that same place, and those walls of water came crashing in, and that water offering death to them continued to offer freedom for the Israelite nation.
We love to live near streams and bodies of water because it's places that is soothing and entertaining, the babbling brook that brings us a sense of peace. We know that when the spring rains come, that there is that potential of flooding, but that flooding also brings with it that potential of washing away some of that gook and some of that garbage that's accumulated and offers that silt for new life in those plants that perhaps might be planted. So we have images of fire and images of water that can both be good and bad depending on how they are used. That's a potential for the scriptures as well. Now, this is a difficult passage of scripture to deal with because, you know, it's not, I don't want to encourage tension in our home. Dads against their son? I don't want to be at odds with Andrew. I don't want to be at odds with Abigail. We want those loving relationships. I've got to spend the afternoon with my in-laws. I certainly don't want any tension there. Anybody ever have tension with their in-laws? No, don't, please. I know what that's like. I've had to sit and listen to my mom and dad talk about family situations. This past week, I started reading a book that's fascinating, and the title's so long, I'm not even going to mention it, but it looks at taking words and terminology that we use today in the life of the church and that we throw around casually, and everybody believes they understand the meaning, and yet the meaning 2,000 years ago was totally different. So how do we take a word 2,000 years ago and think we understand it and try to apply it to today? Case in point, if we look at the book of James and we look at the book of Revelation, we'll realize that they are very much in strong support of slavery. But we're not advocating to practice that today because we've moved beyond that. And understand that God seeks and desires for us to be in healthy and whole relationships with all people across the board. And perhaps today this is one of those passages that we need to look at and say, but where is the healthiness? Where is the wholeness that God desires for us to be in relationship with all people, including our mother-in-laws and our father-in-laws and all of those individuals that maybe create that little bit of tension? Because sometimes we've had conversations with Andrew and the relationship that he is in and that possibly is, well, wherever God leads that to be, that sometimes in order to have growth and health and wholeness, we must go through times of pain. Sometimes when we're diagnosed with a disease or something, we must go through the pain of surgery or the pain of treatments in order for health and wholeness to occur to get us on the other side. If you've ever broken a bone, you know what it means to have that bone set. That pain to get that mending and that wholeness to occur. We all know of individuals, or dare I even say denominations, that like to pull passage of scripture that are used to control or to push down or to make judgment calls to make me feel better, like I'm the one that knows. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in that position where I think I'm the one that knows what God's going to do or say or who God's going to accept or not accept. Because I have enough about me to worry about. So perhaps this morning's passage of Scripture enables us to look at water as something that is good and something that can be negative. Fire, something that is good and something that can be negative. And how do we take all of that and blend it together in the life of the church, and so that we can all seek health and wholeness in our relationships with individuals, with family members, with friends, with co-workers, with those individuals we don't even know, in the life of the grocery store and the checkout line. I hope that we can all seek health and wholeness, the fire and the water, and somehow use those images that we might seek that health and wholeness and offer that to the world as well. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for words of Scripture that push and pull us, and maybe sometimes don't always make sense, and that perhaps we have to think outside the box. You're probably thinking, imagine that. And yet when you spoke and all came into being, you thought outside the box. And so we pray, O God, that your Spirit might continually rest upon us to bless us, to enable us to be that child that you have created within this world, engaged in mission and ministry to those that surround us each and every day. Oh God, bless us that we might be sent forth. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. Let's stand and sing our closing hymn together.
gracious and loving God, it is our prayer that your one true light indeed might permeate through each and every one of us, that as we go into the world, we might live and share the good news of Christ our Lord, who sends us forth into the world. For we go in the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.